A lot of times we barely notice them, but trees have a big impact, especially in cities where they can lower ambient temperatures. U.S. cities and states will be getting $1.5 billion for urban canopies over the next 9 years. The money is part of climate resilience funding through the Inflation Reduction Act. As Harvest Public Media's Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco reports, the funding will help communities provide more green space and adapt to extreme weather events.
Driving along the Rock River, Mitch Leatherby, a street superintendent for the city of Rockford, Illinois, spots a pair of ash trees, most of which have disappeared from much of the Midwest due to the invasive emerald ash borer.
Actually, there's two ash trees right there, still standing. And I remember we were treating those over the years. Some of them we kind of let go, and some of them we kept. And those were just a couple of them that we kept.
In the early 2000s, Rockford lost approximately 5,000 ash trees to the invasive beetle. The beetle was first identified in Michigan and has killed tens of millions of ash trees across the country. According to Leatherby, the pest has left a lasting impression on urban forest managers.
What you want to do is focus on diversification of species in an urban forest so that when a pest or something comes along and it focuses on one species, it's not wiping out 20% of your inventory.
Pests, disease, and severe storms are rapidly changing the makeup of urban forests all over the U.S. But adapting is expensive and can be a real barrier for local governments that don't typically budget with robust urban forests and canopies in mind. That's changing. According to David Sivier, a regional manager for the U.S. Forest Service, the federal government is betting big on trees through funding in the Inflation Reduction Act. $1.5 billion of funding over the next 9 years will be dedicated to urban and community forest programs.
It's an unprecedented increase, one that is very needful and will help to meet many of the chronic challenges that our cities face with respect to extreme heat, flooding, vulnerabilities to storms, and so forth that we see increasing in the landscape today.
That's exactly what Alan Jankowski, the Commissioner of Forestry for the City of St. Louis, is counting on. He says that earlier this month, there was a nearly 10-degree difference between the parts of the city with ample tree cover and those without it. His department recently submitted a $50 million proposal to the Forest Service for work like pruning and replacing trees. The city would have had to match the Forest Service's contribution, dollar for dollar, before the IRA legislation waived that requirement for projects in disadvantaged communities.
I would say without that, it would have been very difficult. I don't know if we could say not 100%, but it would have been very difficult for us to get the $50 million for sure.
The Forest Service is distributing hundreds of millions of dollars in grants to local governments, federally recognized tribes, and community-based organizations. And its funding for states has surged to $250 million this year. Christina Hoyt with the Nebraska Forest Service says it'll have a real impact, especially in rural towns.
Typically, urban forestry is an underfunded area of communities. Communities have a lot of challenges and, you know, limited budgets to address them all.
Hoyt says the funding will help the state deal with the emerald ash borer, which was identified in Nebraska in 2016, as well as beef up forestry departments around the state. Trees are having a moment, and Michael Brunk, the Urban and Community Forestry Administrator for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, says it's about time.
Quite frankly, most of the time, trees kind of got kicked down the rung and was looked at as a nicety, not a necessity. Not as a necessity like police and fire, and not a necessity like patching potholes and taking care of snow removal in the winter. But, you know, quite frankly, it should be.
A single mature tree can trap some 4,000 gallons of rainwater a year, and the temperature beneath the tree can be up to 25 degrees cooler than its surrounding area. Now, forest managers are imagining what they could do with a more substantial urban forest. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.